Now, we're going to hear more from one of the People's Kitchen Collective members we just met, Sita Kuratomi Bamik. She describes herself as an artist, a chef, and educator, and her artwork often uses food to celebrate and investigate culture and identity, especially around people of color and immigrant communities. While much of Bamik's work has been about bringing people together, her newest art installation is about an idea meant to keep people apart. Trump's proposed wall between the United States and Mexico. Her show is called Estamos Contra el Muro, or We Are Against the Wall, and it's up now at the Southern Exposure Gallery in San Francisco. Bamik has put up a wall made of cinder block-shaped piñatas. The wall will be smashed at a closing reception this Saturday. KLW's Jen Chien spoke with Sita Bamik. They started by talking about her work with the People's Kitchen Collective.
Based in Oakland, I think the legacy of the Black Panther Party is just everywhere, and it's both so invisible and so felt by us. And part of what we're really interested in thinking about is cultural survival and how food, you know, can nourish us, not just on a, like, how many calories does it have, but, like, how does it really nourish and sustain culture? And so what the Black Panther Party was doing in their programs was thinking holistically about, like, health and wellness and police violence and so many different issues that are still part of our reality today.
And for you, how do these breakfasts connect to that in the modern day?
I mean, one of the things that's little known about the Black Panther Party is that it was because of their nationwide feeding of young Black children before school so they could concentrate, have a nourishing meal in the morning. The U.S. government actually co-opted that program, and because of them, we have now free and subsidized meals for school children all over the country. We approach it as a political education project in terms of bringing to light, like, what are the roots of that opportunity that many of us had as school children, and what are those radical roots, you know, in something that is just kind of a given today.
Your current show, Estamos Contra el Muro, or We Are Against the Wall, it tackles a lot of subjects through the metaphor, the image of this border wall. Now, that's something that's gotten a lot of attention this past year as our Republican presidential candidate Trump has been trumpeting this idea for a while. But talking about borders and walls is not something new to you or your art practice. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, one of the really interesting things, and I didn't realize how much I work with walls previously, and not always border walls, but many of my previous works are spice installations that you could actually smell. So you might not recognize it as spices, but it looks like a wallpaper installation. Or I've embedded things in the wall, or I've had a project where I, you know, serve food like out of a cutout of the wall. And there, I'm always thinking about the periphery and the border and the limits of, like, what makes one space one thing, and, you know, and who is welcome into that and not.
The wall in your show is made out of piñatas, mm-hmm. and they're shaped like gray cinder block mm-hmm. bricks. When did the idea of using piñatas as bricks come to you?
So I was working with a media collaborative based in Tijuana, and they were working with piñata makers. And so originally I thought, okay, the show's coming right up before the election. I feel as an artist that I have a responsibility to address this incredibly racist, xenophobic rhetoric that's happening. And what can we do about it? And I was just kind of thinking about what different types of craft and existed. And so the piñata for me is this perfect form because it exists to be destroyed. And so if I'm going to build something that I don't think should even exist in the first place, you got to make it out of something that's not meant to last. And then the other interesting thing, and this is something my mother told me, is that piñatas, when she was growing up, were actually made of clay, and they were not a birthday thing. It was a Christmas, part of a Christmas celebration, and it represented the seven deadly sins, the seven cones on, like, a spiky traditional piñata, and you smash it to reject evil, and your reward is this candy and the sweetness inside.
That's so deep.
Like, yeah, it really is. And I was like, that is really a perfect metaphor, because for me, this reinforcement of this existing border wall is such an ugly idea. It really is another deadly sin to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with artist Sita Kuratomi Bamik. So as we've been talking about, this wall mm-hmm. in your exhibit is made out of piñatas, mm-hmm. is going to be destroyed during mm-hmm. the closing party. Can you talk about what's going to happen?
As with most birthday party piñatas. I'm going to line up the youth from youngest to oldest, and they are going to have the first shot at this. It's really all about them and about the legacy that both good and bad that we are creating and leaving for our next generations.
There are some artists who use their art as a way to escape the world or the culture that they come from. For me, you seem to be an artist that's digging in deeper to where you come from personally, but also to bring people in to a sense of broader community and in collaboration into a present moment through the work you do with food. It seems like a very humanist viewpoint to me. Does that resonate with you?
Whew, yeah, I think that art is at the service of this, again, like this excuse, like to bring folks together, you know, and sometimes we do that by buying and selling things, or sometimes we do that by having a meal together, or sometimes, you know, and so this project has really been about like, how do we across all, you know, as people who make things, whether we make food and we make, you know, street art or piñatas, there's a really interesting connection that all of us have, and is that every person in this show makes things that are not meant to last. We all make things that are meant to be destroyed. And so what does that mean, you know, as people of color, as cooks, you know, as artisans, like that's kind of built into the work. And I think it is about that cultural preservation in a different way of thinking about it. Like, how is it that we continue these things in a lived way?